It probably felt like a home game for the Chicago White Sox because it almost was. The White Sox were playing the Cubs on Tuesday, and the Sox made themselves feel right at home by knocking off their Northside rivals with a 3-1 win at a rainy, damp, and chilly Wrigley Field. Tim Anderson's home run on the very first pitch in the top of the third gave the Sox a 3-0 lead, and they went on for the win. It's the Sox' third win in the last four games. The Cubs have lost 10 of their last 13. The Sox are at the Cubs tonight at 7:40. The Tigers and the Pirates game at Comerica Park was postponed because of the rain. They'll play a regular doubleheader today starting at 1:10, a 12:50 pregame show on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. The second game will follow about 20 minutes after the final one ends. Day two of the NHL's Stanley Cup playoffs. Four more game ones. Pittsburgh beat the New York Rangers 4-3 in triple overtime. Washington with a 4-2 win at Florida. Colorado scored five goals in the first period on their way to a 7-2 win over Nashville. And Calgary beat Dallas 1-0. Tonight, it's Boston at Carolina at 7, Tampa Bay at Toronto at 7:30, St. Louis at Minnesota at 9:30, and LA at Edmonton at 10 o'clock. Carolina, Toronto, St. Louis, and Los Angeles lead the respective series 1-0. In other NHL news, the Detroit Red Wings have been looking for a new head coach since Saturday, but the Blackhawks search has been going on quite a bit longer. Since the firing of Jeremy Colleton in early November of last year, Derek King has served as the Hawks' interim coach, and Hawks general manager Kyle Davidson says King is still in the running to get the job full-time. However, assistant coaches Mark Crawford and Rob Cookson will not be back. Davidson says he would like to have a coach hired by mid-July. And there's a new hockey coach in place in East Lansing. Michigan State has named Adam Nightingale as the Spartans' new head coach. Nightingale was a player at MSU himself and was the head of USA Hockey's development program for 2 years and was assistant coach in Detroit for 1 year. He replaces another Spartan alum, Danton Cole, who was fired after going 58-101-12 over his five seasons. In the NBA playoffs, Boston and Memphis each evened up their second-round series at a game apiece. Boston beat Milwaukee 109-86, and Memphis got by Golden State 106-101. Tonight, Philadelphia is at Miami at 7:30, the Heat are up 1-0, and Dallas is at Phoenix at 10 o'clock, with the Suns leading the series 1-0. Midwest League Baseball from Tuesday, South Bend beat Peoria 5-4 in 10 innings. West Michigan at Lansing and Beloit at Great Lakes were both rained out. And Mother Nature again pushed the high school cancellation button repeatedly, with most of the high school games canceled. One girls' soccer game had Michigan Lutheran over New Buffalo 8-0. For more sports and the scores from last night and the schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Wednesday, May 4th, I'm Dave Wolf.